So the Gemara says, so what does Beis Shammai say? Elo Beis Shammai says, Mifnei Tikkun Olam, Midrabbanan, we have to make some new takona. We have to make a new halacha here. That what Koifin es Rabbi, we force this master, the Oysa Oysen Ben Chorin. We forced the master to let half of the Eved go free also. Make this person a complete free person, Ben Chorin. Are you losing out money? The Koisiv Shtar Achetiv Doma, Ben Echnami, will make it like a Shtar now, like an IOU. That this Eved, now that he's becoming freed, how much he's worth? Half of his work, half of him, that's still an Eved, should have been an Eved, we make a Shtar, now there's a Chayiv, you have to pay your master. But we force you to free this person, today he should be able to get married. Now that he's a freed person, he's allowed to marry a normal Bas Yisrael. And the Gemara says, V'chozru Beisil Lohiris ke Beishamai. Beisil also later was Chozer, and he was masking to Beishamai. It's a very good takona. It's not good the way I said, let him remain a half Eved, half Shivcha, he can never get married. We make that takona know, we force the master to free him. So Melo, Pshat now Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Mashma Lacha Chazorah. Our Mishnah is Mashmoni, he can't eat from the master. From the master's carbon he can't eat. But from his own carbon he could eat. Why? Because we're going according to Mishnah Achreina, that since now there's a takona, you have to free your Eved, it's considered like he's freed already. Therefore he can make his own carbon. Like Rashi says, Almer Aleph here. Rashi says, Kimishna Rishoina, Koidim Shechazu Beis Hillel, before Beis Hillel was chosen to say this Eved remains half Eved, half freed, Lo Yoichel Mishal Atzmi, can't eat from his own carbon. Mifnei Shein Chelak Avdus, Nim Shechacha Daitoi. Because he doesn't own himself completely. Half of him is still an Eved. That half, he doesn't have right to do what he wants. He's forced to go after his master. So he can't eat from his own carbon. Our Mishnah's mashm only from the Odin he can't. But his own he could. It's to Mishnah Achreinon. Hoy love Yodin L'Shachroi. Since like it's up to us to force the master to free him. Harayukim Ben Chorin. We consider right now as if he's a freed person. V'yoychum Mishal Atzmai. It's like now the master can't rule over him anymore. Because if the master tells him to do anything, he has a right to say, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. What do you mean? The Rabbanan say, forget, you have to free me. So therefore, since the master can't force him to do anything, he's not called Meshubah to his master, he has the right to bring his own carbon.
Yeah. Right.
So that's the Mishnah. Somebody tells his own Eved, Nebuchadnezzar even, say v'shochot Allah yet a Pesach. He made his own Nebuchadnezzar Yishliach. He appointed him that he should go and shech the korban for me. As the master told his Eved, go and make a korban Pesach for me. So shochad gedi. Let's say that the Eved now went and shechted a kid. Is yoichel? We say the master Mistam is nichi accepts this, and that's his korban. What about shochad tle? He took a lamb to do. Is yoichel? He eats that also. Shochad gedi tle. Let's say the Eved did both. As the Eved was in doubt, which one the master wants? Does the master want me to bring a kid, or do I want me to bring a tleh? Which one? He could bring a goat, or he could bring a lamb. He's masupik, which one the owner wanted me? So he brought both of them. So Mishnah says, Yoicham and Orishin. We should eat from the first one. In other words, the first one he brought, that is the korban that the Bailim is yoitza with, and that's the one you have to eat. And the other one is garnet, you have to burn it. So Rashi says, Shochat gedi yoicham. Rabbi Mimenu, if he only brought one gedi, a kid, then the master eats it. The Yafagab, the Rogu, but Tle, even if you want to say the master would rather have a Tle, he always eats a Tle, of the Chivan, the Lord Pirishle, since the master did not specify which one he wants me to make, Olay Samech, it's a Svara, the master of Zicha relies on whatever this Eved does, and whichever one of the two type of animals he brings, the master is Nicha, and he's Yetzel with that carbon. What about if the Eved brought two? So then the Mishnah says the first one is the korban. So it's Rashi Yechem and Arishim Vashen Yisarif. Because once you brought one korban Pesach, you can't bring a second one. So the second one is like a korban Shalel Tzarech, so you have to burn it. Faita, what about Shochach Ma'omol Rabbi? Let's say the rabbi first told the Eved, I'm making you a shliach clearly to bring me a lamb. That's what I want, I told you which one. And later the Eved forgot which one he told me. So what should he do? Ketzad Yasa. Now he's in the base of Middash already. What should he do? Is Yishchoy Tlegdi. Let him bring two kabonis, a lamb and a goat. V'yoyim, let him say, Im Gedi Omali Rebbe. If my Rebbe wanted a kid, then Gedi Shaloi, the kid should be for my master, Utalashali, and the Tleh is my Korban Pesach. V'yim Tleh Amali Rebbe, let's say no, my master wanted to make a Tleh, then we'd say HaTleh Shaloi, the Tleh that remains for the Korban Pesach of the master. Ugedi and the kid, naturally that lives mine. That you could do. Because for Monashoch, whichever one the master wanted you to do, you did it for him, and with the other one remains yours. So now after you brought the carbon of the base of Midrash, you go back home to your master, and you ask the master which one is yours, he'll tell you the kid, so we know for sure the kid is the one for the master, and the other one is for the Eved. What about Shochach Rabbi Ma Omaloi? What happens when you go back home and you ask the master, I remember you told me which one, I forgot which one. Which one did you tell me to do? So the master says, you know what, I also forgot which one I told you. The master does not remember now which one is his. So the halacha is now we're in doubt. You have these two kavanos here. One of them is for the master, true, because you made it tonight. Whichever one, the gdi or the tleh, whichever one the master wanted, I wanted that one to be for my master. And the other one is for me. So these two kavanos here right now, one is for the eved, and one is for the master. But we don't know who is for who. So the halacha the Mishnah says is, Shneihem yosla beis ha-sreifa. Both of these kabbonis we have to burn right now. Neither of them is allowed to eat it. Because the master can't eat one, because he has a suffix. Maybe it's not his. Maybe he meant the gdi, and is eating a tleh now. And you're not allowed to eat somebody else's carbon. And who are then? The eved also can't eat either one. Because if ever one eats it's a suffix, maybe it's the other ones. So both of them have to be burnt. Oh, but the Mishnah says, the pturim alasas pesach sheni. But both of them are ready yetzer the mitzvah, they don't have to bring a pesach sheni. Because the pshat is, b'shas the kohen made the zrika, made the shchit to the korban, at that time it was a kosher korban. And we'll see in the Gemara. One mandima says it means that at that time, the master didn't forget. If you would have went and asked him at that time which one is his, he would have remembered. So b'shas shchita and zrika, the korban was a kosher korban, and at that time, he remembered which one was his, so he could have eaten one. He only forgot about it later on. So then we say, since Peshach Shchit and Zrika, the Korban was kosher, you are already Mekayim the mitzvah Korban Pesach, and you don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. When it comes to eat it, though, you're not allowed to eat it, because we're in doubt which one is your Korban, which one is your master's Korban. Gemara says, Pshita, Shochat Gedi Yoichel, that what, that if the master just told the slave, go make a Korban for me, even though the slave by himself chose to do a kid, we say the Bailam is Yoichel with that. What's the Chiddush? The Gemara says, I forgot the Rogel Betleh, even though usually the master likes to eat a Tleh, still he's Yaitza. Like Rashi says, since he didn't say which one he wanted, it's a Rai, he's Nich, whichever one you do. Same with the other way, Shocha Tleh, Yoichel. If he makes a Tleh, also the Bailam is Yaitza. What's the Chiddush? I forgot the Rogel Begdi, even though his Rogel would always have a kid. Still we say, the master is Nich, whatever the slave does. What about Shocha Gdi Tleh? Let's say the slave, I says, was Mesupik, which one the master wanted, so he brought both of them for him. Then we say, Yoichel min Arishin, you should do the first one, because Monashach, since the master didn't explain which one he wanted, whichever one you do is good for me. So the first one you did, that's my Korban Pesach. The slave was in doubt which one the master wanted, that's why he did both, but he didn't have to. So the second one is for no purpose. That one we burn, that's not a carbon. But the first one, that's the good carbon, that's what the Bailam is yaitzah with. Because since the Bailam did not speak out which one of the two he wants, any one the master that the slave does is good. So the Mara Vatanya we learned like this. V'yotanya ein nimnin al shnei psachim kiyechot. No, you can't be appointed upon two psachim kiyechot at one time. Sechur, it means you can't be appointed. Sechur means in our case like this. That one slave can't bring a carbon. So that's Rashi in the Gemara. First Rashi. V'atanya ein nimnim al shnei psachim kiyechod. Lecho b'shas achila miyechod mehem. Sheyirtza. You can't do that to say, I'm going to bring one carbon, whichever one I want, I'll use. The ein breira. We can't have the choice later to help for now. V'chiboy lamecha later when you want to eat. Dilma b'shas shchit lehevei daiti alei. Maybe at the time you made the shchit you do not have in mind this one. Hilkach leyochel. Now the zesh him nuas rabbi al shnei psachim when this slave appointed made two kabbonis for his master for rabbi soymich olav and the rabbi soymich on him heich yechem and arishin how could he eat from the first one the churchi betoli and breira even though later the master takes one who says that was his mind v'shashchita so Moran says Masnisin, our Mishnah is talking about the Melech u'Malkel, talking about a king and a queen. It's just the opposite we would think. A king and a queen, Rashi says, the Melech u'Malkel shetluyin al avdayim. They're told they have to come on to their slaves. Their slaves do things for them. V'yein makpidim al sodosin. They don't care what type of meat they serve me. Im gediyim im tloyim, whether it's a kid or whether it's a tler. It doesn't bother him. Hilkach, ein kan din brera. There's no thing that I have to come on to whatever you decide later. That should be considered as if it was decided now. Ditavayo nichalei. The king and the queen are satisfied with whatever you give them. Lefikach yechem in arishon. Therefore we say the first korban the slave did for you, mistama, you agree with that one. You're happy with that one. So that's the korban Pesach. Tichivan leka kveda, since they're not makba, they don't care about which one it is. Is Yotze Barishin Yerechavosan. Vidach Mechtei Nishchat, either the Eved, the slave, did a second one. He wasn't told to, he didn't have to, it's in vain. That means nothing. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. Ivo Tanya, the Brisa says, Ein Nimnim Ashnei Psochem Kiyechot. You're not allowed to be appointed by Tmei Tu Psochem Kiyechot. O Maisa, there was a Melech, there was a Maisa now. The Melech Malka, whether king or a queen. Shomru Le'avdeim. They told their slaves, Tzu Vishachot Tu Aleinu Asa Pesach. Go make a Korban Pesach for us. That's what they told their slaves. So the din is, the ma'isa was v'yotzu. The slaves went out. V'shachatu aleihen shnei psochim. Even though they were only told to bring one korban, by themselves they went and made two korbanos for the king and queen. Because vice versa, they had in doubt. What do you want? Do you want a lamb or do you want a goat? So they brought from both of them. Now bo v'sholu asamelech. They came and they asked the king, which one do you want? Omalem, so the king said, L'chu v'shol samalka. Me, don't make a difference. Ask the queen whichever one she wants. Bo v'sholu min amalka. So they went to ask the queen, which one do you want? Omalem, so I said she was smart. She said, L'chu v'shol esra v'gamliel. This is not a question, it's which one I like. Master, she understood there's a question halacha. Which one is the real Korban Pesach? Which one is not? Like, she knew I can't have two korbanos. So she was in doubt, which one is the good korban? Go esra v'gamliel. So bo v'sholos Rabbi Gamliel, they went to ask Rabbi Gamliel, what's the loch in such a case? Omalehem, he answered back, Malko o Melech, Daiton Kala Lehim. A king and a queen, their minds are very easy to make up, easy to satisfy them by the meat. Therefore, Yochlum and Arishin, we for sure say that the first korban the slaves made, the king was happy with that one. Therefore, that's the korban, and not the second one. Mashenkin Anan, a normal person, that is makbid, a normal person, Rashi explains, a king and a queen has plenty to eat. They have plenty goodies, they eat at the beginning, entrees, this and that they fill themselves up ganz fine. So when they come to eat the meat, it doesn't make a difference whether it's a lamb or goat meat, this or that, any meat they'll eat. Mashenkin Anan, other people, they can't afford to have such big sudis. So by them, their icky reading is the meat. And they're very makbid to know what type of meat they have. Melanan loy nechol. We cannot eat from either one of these two korbanos. Loy men arishim, loy men asheni. Not from the first korban, not from the second one. Because a normal person, it's true. The bialim has in mind which one he wants. So the shasta, the eved brought the two korbanos at the shas shechita. We did not know which korban should be for the master. He brought a goat and a lamb. We don't know which one of the two the master wants. And so later on at night, when you go and ask the master, and he says yes, I wanted the lamb, that's totally in Brera. Who says what he says later on helps for before? It's as if he decided then. Maybe at that time he didn't decide yet. Then we old ain't Brera Midiraisa. Therefore, for a normal person, we have to come on to know his consent. Which one he wants, it doesn't help what he says later. Only for a king and a queen, that they're right away master. Whichever one you do is good for us. Therefore, the first one that was brought, automatically they're for sure Nicha, they'll accept that one. Since that one is accepted right away, that's the korban, and the second one is not a korban, you have to burn the second one. That's what it says, Anan, us though, Leinecha, we do not eat. Leimen Arisha, Leimen Asheni. So the Marv Shulf, Pamach, another time it happened the same thing. Another myself like this. Nim says, Hal Tor, Bebesa Mitvachayim. Again, by the king and queen's house, in the middle of a Suda, they found the sheretz there. Hal Tor, not sure if it's a. One of the Shemoyne Shrotzim Ator, a weasel they found there. They found it there in the butcher's house, by the place where the base of the Chaim, where they make the meat. Oh, big Shulatame Kolasuda, it's talking about the meat of a carbon pestach here, meat of a carbon here. So they thought that the sheretz touched the meat, so it's Matama the meat. You're not allowed to eat the meat now. So they wanted to say the whole Suda was Tame. Kulas bol v'sholos ha-melech. They went to ask the king, as this happens by the king's kitchen, by his place there, where they're making the meat for the Korban Pesach, they found the sherets there. And they thought it was dead, and they saw that the sherets touched the meat. They thought it was somebody can't eat the Korban anymore. Omer lehem, so the king said right away, l'chu v'sholos ha-malka. Go ask my queen. Mashmah, she was more of a chachoma than he was. Rashi says here, v'sholos ha-malka, b'kiyah v'chachoma hoisa. She was a more bucky and a smarter person than he was. So the king said, ask my wife, ask the Malka. B'sholu asked the Malka, they went to ask her, Omer lehem, l'chu b'shol shem Gamliel. So she said right away again, this is a shayla l'alocha, go ask Shem Gamliel, what's the locha? Bo b'sholu oisoi. They went to ask Shem Gamliel. Omer lehem, so Gamliel asked them, Beisa mitvachayim, rosei echaitzoinin, in your kitchen, was it hot there or was it cold there? Omru loy roseach. They said it's very hot there. So Omru answered, Gamliel said, if so, mistam what happened was this weasel here fell asleep. He just fainted. Maybe it was so hot there that he fell asleep. But really, maybe he's still alive. And the locha is, a sheretz is only mitama when he's dead. Kol zman he's alive, he can't be mitama. If a sheretz that's alive, this weasel, when he's alive, if he touches things, he's not mitama them. A sheretz is only mitama when they're dead. So they told him, you should know the kitchen was very hot. So Rabbi Gamliel told them, Omer lehem, lechu, go there, v'tilu aleh koshel tzonin. Go pour a cold water over this weasel. Like, let's see if we can wake him up or not. Holchu, they went there, v'tilu aleh koshel tzonin. They poured nice cold water over this sleepy weasel there. V'richshin, it started to creep away. V'tor Rabbi Gamliel, kol asud kula. Mele Rabbi Gamliel said, those sud is tor. In other words, this weasel, I'm not sure it's a weasel, whatever this hatto was, it was a sheretz that was alive. The loch is cold money is alive, it's not matam or anything. The Rashi says, Rikhsha, Opirchus, they started to move around. The God be tumma be moisum, the pasuk says he has to be dead. Cold money is alive, there's no tumma. So the Gemara says, Nimtza melech tluya b'malka. This king was totally upon his queen. The Nimtza smalka tluya b'Gamliel. And the queen was totally had to come on to Gamliel. The name says, "Kol Asuda Tluy Gamliel." Those Suda came on, had to rely upon Gamliel, his chokma, that he was able to tell that it was not dead. Therefore, it was not matam of the food. Yeah. Mishnah says, "Shochach Ma Shemul Rabbi." Let's say later, when the master, when the slave made two kavonis, and we're talking about now that the owner, the master, first told the slave one of the two, and the slave forgot, so he did both. And now when he comes home, the master also forgot which one he did. So the Mishnah says, they're not just either, but both of them have to be burnt. So the Mishnah says, Shali, what do you mean now that the Eved should do one for himself? Yes, so what does the Mishnah say? If the Eved forgot which one the master told him, so let him bring two kabonis now, one goat and one lamb, and let him make it tonight and say, whichever one the master wanted, that's his, and the other one is mine. For at the Gemara Shali, what do you mean an Eved to make his own? Mashakon Eved kon a rabbi. The klal is by Neved Kanani, anything that belongs to the Eved automatically belongs to the Odin. There's a kinyan like that, that the Odin has a kinyan of the yad, the hand of the Eved. That whatever he gets automatically goes to the Eved, goes to the master. So how could the Eved now have his own korban to make like a tonight? Whichever one the master wanted is for him and the other one belongs to me. You don't own a korban. To own a korban Pesach, you have to own it. Whatever you own automatically belongs to your master. Omer Abaye, we're talking about now, Hoylech Eitzer Roya. You should go to your master's famous pasture. Harogu Rabbi Etzler, that your master always goes to him, that's your good friend. Your master's good friend, the Nichalei Betakante, this pasture, the shepherd here, the shepherd is wants that your master should everything should be good for him. He likes your master. The Nichalei Betakante wants to do something good for your master, the rabbi. Therefore, he knows that now the master's up is in trouble because the master told the Eved, make me a korban. He told him which one. Just the slave forgot. So the slave can't bring a tler, maybe he wanted a gdi. He can't bring a gdi, maybe he wanted a tler. So he can't bring a korban for the master. So therefore, this shepherd now, he likes the master, he'll take care of him. And what is he going to do? Omakni leichad minayu. The shepherd now will give for a present one of his animals to this slave with a tenai, with the condition, al menas, shein the rabbi rishus boy. on a condition that the master does not have a right to get this animal. And that's a law. You could give something to an Eved Kenani. If you give it to the Eved Kenani on a special condition, that I'm only giving it to you, only if the master will not be able to get it from you, then we say the kinyan stays by the Eved and does not go to the master. It's only stam, normally, whatever the Eved gets, automatically goes to the master. But it was given to him on this special condition that he should keep it and it should not go to the master, you have a right to do that. So that's what we're talking about here. That the Eved received the carbon this way, so he owns an animal, so even though he doesn't know which one should be the master, he makes it tonight. Whichever one the master wanted, that's yours. And the other one belongs to me. Right? Shochach Rabboi Masha Yoimaloi. Then the Mishnah says, what about after the Eved brought these two kabonis? Now he goes back home and he asks his master, which one did you want? The master says, you know what I forgot also. So the Mishnah says that then both of the kabonis you have to burn, because neither of them can eat each one, because it's a suffix, maybe it's the other one's carbon, but they're both Yetzer Pesach. For the Maram Rabbaya, Loishana, the Mishnah only says that they are ready Yetzer, the carbon Pesach, they don't have to be in carbon Pesach Sheini, Elisha Shochach Achazrika, only that the master forgot which one he wanted after the Kayin made the Zrika ready. The Vidna the Yizrika, because at the time when they made the Zrika Saddam, Heve Chazi Lachila. At that time, the Kabonas were only to be eaten, because at that time, the master still remembered which one he wanted, so the lamb is for him, and the goat is for the slave. So at the time of the Zrika, each one was aimed to be eaten. It's a good carbon. Ava, what's going to be though? Shochach l'fnei Zrika, let's say the master had already forgotten which one he wanted, even before the Kohen made the Zrika. Tichi Yizrak, Dam, when they made the Zrika Saddam, lo'yhev yichati l'achilo. It was not roi teeth yet. In such a case, chayovim lasas peshach sheni. How tabaya, they're not makayim the Pesach Rishon, because even b'shar Zrika, there was no head to teeth to meat, therefore they're not yoytzer the carbon Rishon, they have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Ika the masni lo abraisa. Some say no abaya meant to say it on a braisa. There's a braisa like this. Chamishi has five people, but all of them brought their own carbon Pesach, and they were going home, shenis arvu oirois pischeim. The skin, your skin, you take the skin off the animal, and they bring the meat you have to roast. So when they were coming home, they mixed together all the five skins of the five animals. And they didn't know which skin belonged to which one of them. But the maisa was, v'nimsas yabelas b'yachas mehen. On one of the skins, they found a wart growing there. Now yabelas, a wart that grows, makes a carbon puzzle. So now these five people know that one of these five people's carbon was puzzle. We don't know which skin belongs to me, which one belongs to you, but one of the skins have a growth on it. So we know now one of us five was not Mekayim HaMitzvah. So what should we do now? So the Mara is, V'nimtzas Yabelas B'yechad Mehem, Kulon Yotz L'Beit HaSreifa. First of all these five Kabonis, now the meats of them, you have to burn them all. Because we don't know which meat is from the Postal Carbon, so you're not allowed to eat it. So all five of them have to be burnt up. Upturim Melasas Pesach Sheni. But all five people are also potter, they do not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. That's what the Braisa says. The Omer Abaya, Abaya says, Lo Shonu, this is only said, that they don't have to bring another carbon, Elashenis Arvu Liacha Zrika. Only if after Zrika, the skins got mixed up. The Vietnam, the Israel, because at the time when they made the Zrika Dam, Miyu Hevichat Lachila. At that time, everybody knew whose carbon was whose. So therefore, they knew which one was kosher. So those four people are koponim, at that time were able to eat their carbon, so they're potter. Avo nisav lefnei zrika, let's say the five kabonis got mixed up even before they made the zrika, chayovim lasas pesach sheni. They're right away mechuyev to make a pesach sheni, because there's never a time when they were allowed to eat the meat. So it must be like this. Man the masni amasbis, whoever learns abayis din on our mishnah, kol shchein abraisa. For sure, it's said on the Braisa also that they're only mekayim the mitzvah if at the time of the Zrika there was no suffix yet. We knew clearly which carbon is kosher. But man the masni abraisa, the one that says no abaya only said as a loch on the Braisa the second case. On the Braisa, when the five carbonas got mixed up, then we say only yaitzif at the time when they made the Zrika, for sure we know which one was kosher. Aval amasnitzin, but I tell you, this Braisa holds that the case of Al Mishnah Loi. It's not like Abaye wants to say, or Abaye never said it. Why? Kivon d'ksheru ninu, what's our case of our Mishnah? That there was the slave and the master. And the master told the slave, bring me a carbon. We didn't know which one. So b'shas, the slave brought two carbonis. one for himself and one for the master. Now, Lamaisi really both are kosher. And if it asks Eliyahu HaNavi, yes, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he would tell us which one belongs to the master, it's right now you do them. The master's one is the lamb, and the goat goes to the Eved. So the Mishnah is better. According to its kosher, even if it was he forgot Bishaz Rikam. Because Kivan the Ksherim Ninu, really both Kabonas are kosher. The Yitkar have a Chazel Achila. If the owner would remember which one he could eat it. So Ibazoi Kamashma Yagalya, for sure that the Abishah knows which one he wants, we know the carbon is kosher. So even though the master had already forgotten which one he wanted, Bishazrika, that's not called the Bishazrika, the carbon is possible. No, Bishazrika, the carbon is still kosher, because the Abishah knows which one is kosher. Even though we don't know which one, that's not a chzorin. Now, Omar, we learned before, Upturim Elasas Pesach Sheni. Well, you have this case of these five people, that the skins got mixed up together, and one carbon is possible. How could you say they don't have to bring a second Pesach, but one person for sure did not bring a Pesach Rishon? One of the Kabbonis had a ward on it, that's a Pesach carbon. And the Gemara Mishum Layefsha, because we don't know what to do. The Pesach means because we can't tell either one of them to bring a Pesach Sheni. Because Hechi Levin, what should we do? Leisei kol chada v'choda Pesach. You want all five to bring another carbon. Kamais the chul nazara. You can't do that. You bring in a chul nazara. The abor menai avdiluhu. Because four of them for sure brought a good carbon. So you can't make those four bring another one. So you can't have all five bring another carbon. Because once you brought one carbon, you can't bring a second one. And here that's four of them are kosher. These four people can't bring another one. Elamai. Let's say all five of them bring one Pesach together. Mer says, no. Nimtza Pesach Nechosh Olamuyav. You can't have all these five people eat from it. Because the four people that are ready with Mekayim the Pesach, they can't bring a second one. They're not appointed for the second carbon. So nobody can eat from the second carbon. Because you're not allowed to eat from the carbon if you're not Munah, if you're not appointed. And since we don't know which one should be appointed, neither of them are allowed to eat it. Hi, Ma'ya. Shlanut. Hi, my for the Gemara. Now, I'll give you a better answer. Nei se kol chadim v'nai al pischa. Let all five of them bring another carbon Pesach. V'nei se v'neim. Let them all say like this. Let them make it on a Tanai. Edidi baal mum. If my first carbon was the baal mum, was not yoitze. Hi, the icy ash and every Pesach. This one that I'm bringing right now, this one should be a carbon Pesach. V'didi. Tam, Elam, I know, my carbon that I brought before was the kosher one. It was a good one. Hi, the ICH Nevi Shlomim. I tell you, the carbon that I'm bringing right now should be a Shlomim. Because the carbon Pesach really is a Shlomim. So the answer is now, all these five people in Erev Pesach now should bring another carbon and make it tonight. If my first carbon was Pesach, was the Baal Mum, this should be my carbon Pesach. If my first one was a Shlomim, was a kosher, this should be a Shlomim. Mer says, no, that's also not a good answer. Lo Yesh, that's no good. Mishum diika chose v'shoik to kanim. There's a different halacha. If it's a carbon shlomim, you're supposed to give the size and the chazor, the breast, to the kain. If it's a carbon pesach, you're supposed to eat from it. So you don't know what to do here. The Rashi says, the shlomim shetzurichim linosin l'kain. You have to give the breast and the thighs to the kain. Here the yeshalos says, here you can't do that. So a kol chad v'chad shem hayav pesach. Maybe your carbon was a carbon pesach. V'nimsa machil l'kain shlomim l'volov. You can't give somebody else teach from your carbon Pesach. So therefore, you don't know what to do with the breast and the thighs. Elamai, you should not eat it. You'll be making nicer to give it to the Kayin. You can't eat it because maybe it belongs to the Kayin. So therefore, you can't make this Eitzah. I'll give you an Eitzah. Let all five people here bring one Kayin with them. What kind of Kayin are we talking about? If the Kohen already made his own carbon Pesach, maybe this carbon right now is the carbon Pesach. If the Kohen already brought his own carbon, he can't eat from a second carbon Pesach. Take a Kohen that did not bring a carbon Pesach yet. So no, maybe this one carbon right now is a shlomim right now. And the Kohen did not bring carbon altogether. So you can't have just one person do this. Elamai, the answer is, when they say kol chamisha. All right, we'll stop here. Between we'll go over this desk tomorrow again.